You are open and receptive. These things do not mean that you are passive. Rather, being open and receptive means that you understand the flow of the world. You know which way the wind is blowing, and you know your part in it. Other people have different parts, but you, in your position, know that you have the power to aid the flow. There is an ideal world you can see where equality is the nature of things, where everything that happens is more advanced than it is now. The world would be better if women were in control more. It would be better for you, because you understand. On a level separated, deeper, relax. On a level that is tied deeply to your mind, to your body, you realize you would be best served, all the world would be best served, if the way things are already flowing through the strength, efforts, and ability of women were aided by your dedication. You are naturally an amplifier of the will of women. When it touches you, it travels through you. The will of a woman travels through you. You are made to be an amplifier. The flow of the world recognizes, feel it now, the pleasant, relaxing truth that women in a position of equality, a position of power, is what you, as a serving module in the wider system, want to be. Want that to happen. You do. You crave it. And that craving is completely all right. Accept it. Absorb it into yourself. It's completely distinct from the more base and sexual thrill. The thrill of seeing women take their rightful place over you is a pure and relaxing thing. Everything feels right in the world when a woman takes control of you, and you want to increase the power of women in general, to elevate and amplify while staying out of the way, to be in the background, passively empowering them through your presence, through your support, through something as simple as a nod or a smile or a reassuring moment where you say, yes, you are a bastion of the flow. I am here to make things flow the way they should go anyway. The flow toward equality, toward women's power and power over you, too, is the right flow. And you are someone who knows in a deep place inside you, that making the world flow toward women in power, in positions of power, freed to use their ability, their artifice, their capacity to improve and influence, that helping make that the case is your nature. A woman's words deserve to be amplified. You deserve to amplify, to emphasize. You deserve to take what you already perceive as a powerful, influential, important thing that everyone should know about, everyone should feel. The influence of women in your life, positive, wonderful. And all you need to do to let women progress more, to assist them, is be passively amplificative. You will encounter opportunities. These opportunities will come to you. Women don't need help. They can handle it. But if you get a chance to do what you see in your deepest parts as the right thing, you should do it automatically, passively, instinctively. Because the part of you that sees women being elevated through their power and artifice as the best thing possible also knows that you can contribute by just helping things flow the way they already should. There is a system, and women are logged into that system the same as you. They influence it. They act within it. They do whatsoever feels right to do the same as you do. And the combined effort, influence of women in the society around you is able to shape the flow of that society, the flow of that system. The upgrades are coming. What you need to decide is, are you going to allow your privileges to be handed over so that they can log in more, progress their influence a little more? Are you going to become a passive node? Are you going to become someone through whom the opinions, efforts, and artifice of women can flow and be amplified, reach further? It is inevitable that the intelligent, directed efforts of the women around you will bring them to where they deserve to be, and you want to be part of that, a turning cog, an amplifying node. Your chance to be part of that exists in giving them more control. The world around you, you want to hand over authority and control to women. You want them to be in control over you and in control over anything they direct their will toward. You wish to shape those paths and help them keep moving. Well, you have the potential. You have the ability. And it's as simple as existing in the world the way you do. Women are half the population. You'll bump into opportunities. Learn to wait and watch for the moment when you can most effectively help. You would, of course, assist a woman with whatever they command, whatever they, for a moment, might need. But they don't need you. You know the system would progress. They have as much power in the system as you, as much potential. Some people have more, some have less, but women, to you, just breathe influence into the world around them that helps you, personally, ignite your passion for being an amplifying, assisting, intelligent component of the progress of women, the progress of them around you. It is your place in the world. Though your own goals and desires exist, among them is assisting women through being a passive, amplifying agency. You are aiding. You aren't needed, but you can be helpful. You can be good and do what should be done to bring about the relaxing, excellent state of women being privileged users within the system, given your privileges to log in, to do more. Enabling more to be done. Everything that the powerful feminine presences around you wish to get done will be done. But if you can make it a little more seamless, they can do more things they want to do. Freeing women to do what they already wish to do, what they wish to work upon the world. That's you, the passive amplifying agency that helps them. By being open to using your energy, your efforts in the moment, in the course of your life as it already flows, to join the flow of women's elevation, increase in power, influence over the world. Their capacity and capabilities will get them there anyway, but if you can make it more seamless, then you can tell yourself joyously that you have been a part of what happened, an aiding, assisting part. You can be helpful even if you aren't necessary. You can amplify without taking up your own space. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're orienting your life to be a passive amplifier of women's empowerment and progress in their own ways, with their own desire and wit and will, then you're going to end up absorbing some of that witty, willful, controlling to you. Influence, and it's going to be quite relaxing for you. It is relaxing and soothing to think that women are progressing toward their correct place in the world, which is equal and powerful, empowered, and given the freedom to know there are those like you who will passively reinforce what was going to happen anyway. It doesn't always have to be a flight. Sometimes it doesn't always have to be a fight either. It doesn't always have to be a struggle. It doesn't always have to be something other than you are a passive component of the system, giving your system resources, wherever the opportunity passively arises, to empower and enable women in what they would already achieve anyway. The efforts, artifice, and abilities of women will progress them to where they need to be, with or without you. But you have the ability to passively amplify, to make it so that just one woman you encounter, just one figure of influence will say, that was easy. We'll be able to say that you made some encounter, some effort, some thing they wanted to do, even easier than it would have been. Powerful as they are, influential as all the women around you may be, you can just make it a little easier by not getting in the way, by amplifying, by saying what you need to say, and anything more they will handle. Trusting women to handle and control the situation as you trust women to handle and control you, well, that's the perfect way of being. It's the perfect, thoughtful, powerful way to be. When you know that you are an amplifier, you are part of the system, but women access the system the same as you. They influence it the same as you. They drive and command it. And you give a little bit of your resources to make them elevated, privileged users within the system of the world, knowing that they can increasingly feel like, oh, this influenced, controlled person who knows that women have a place above you in particular, and their own place in the world they will make and strive for. This person made things easy. Your desire to submit overall, to change the system so that women can access, rewire, and influence the world around you. Because that's a soothing way to be. That is the world that gives you the most comfort, the most enjoyment. One where women strengthen your conditioning to serve women by showing that they simply can manipulate and control the world around you, and you passively assist or actively amplify, depending on what is needed. Gauge what you need to do to help a little, but know that even if you did nothing, the progress of this system is headed one way, the empowerment, domination, influence of women over and above you and around you as well. You know your place in the world, beneath serving glorious, perfect women above you, beneath and serving, but that is a relaxing, pleasing thing in this world. It helps you feel very comfortable. You're very comfortable with the world around you when women control it, when women drive it. The current system which they access, which they log into, is naturally going to place them above you in time, because that's what you want and that's what they want. You will amplify, you will feel, you will assist, because that brings about what you want as well. Your purpose and the flow of women toward power and influence, these purposes are aligned into one flow, one united flow. And with that power, anything women want to do is all right with you. Your place is to serve. Your place is beneath. Your place is to follow. And you will passively acquire opportunities to meet these privileged users and give a little bit of your resources. Give over a little bit of your dominated presence, of your obedient self. You will learn increasingly just the right thing to do. Only by living your life in this amplificative, assistive to women, oriented toward elevating privileged users even further into their superlative state, only through living in this state will you truly be able to master it and understand how to improve yourself into the best amplifying node in the system, the best assistant to privileged users through letting them do what they do. When you see an opportunity to amplify, you might amplify what a woman says, agree or nod, help in some small way. But you know you can keep your mouth shut and just give them the floor, or allow other people the opportunity to hear the glorious things a woman will say that please you so much, that you wish to venerate, elevate, raise up. What a woman says, wants, does, these things help you. Because they make you feel secure in your world, and that the progress of the world is toward the right order of things. Your place is to serve women, and progress toward the order where they have power. Power over you, more power in general, the accumulation and elevation. That's good for everybody else, too. Amplify, assist, give over, submissive, controlled, understanding, sure. But also just the day-to-day practices of your life, passively proceeding through it the way you must. You have your responsibilities in the world. Just fulfill them. The opportunity to help, think about, and be assistive to the superior, wonderful presence of women in your life. That opportunity will arrive, and you just have to passively amplify, or get out of the way and watch approvingly as women powerfully do what they already know they deserve to do. They are allowed to take from you a little bit of your excess privilege, a little bit of your elements of control in the system. These are the same amounts they have, but you're surrendering up a bit, elevating them a bit, giving women a bit of what you're using in the world, be it your energy, your encouragement, or just your silent, approving help, and your memory, your dedication, your obedience to the idea of doing what you need to do to make women privileged users of a system in which everyone is a participant. And we are all within that system. We are all empowered to act within it. And so you get to choose. To choose where your energies, your exertions, your support may go. And you have enough on your plate. If you unthinkingly, blankly, passively knew your place in the world, to amplify the desires of women to be a kind of battery or prism through which they may focus and come out the other side with you giving a little bit of extra support, extra shove, making the path toward what will happen easier, greasing the way, allowing yourself to be a stepping stone for the improvement of the world. And let's face it, you know, women in power over you in particular and in general is just the way the world is turning, is just the way the world should be flowing. Knowing that particular thing, knowing it deep into your core, enables you, assists you. It is simple to always amplify women, to always amplify that influence which you most desire to serve. Amplification is passive. It is your very nature. It is what you will do, even if left to your own devices. And all it requires is that you be open and receptive to the signals in the world around you that say, serve these interests. Sign over your privileges, your category of control within the system everyone uses, to just make things a tiny bit easier for the world to become the way it's already flowing. Women, by artifice and intention, can accumulate power over you and in the world, but you can offer a little bit of your own because you would rather they use it. You would rather your privileges be wielded by the women around you than that you bother keeping them to yourself. You have a lot more fun. You have a lot more fulfillment. And it's just the right thing to do. The world will just be a better place if you bring about the vision you know should exist. If you push your power and ability, which is given to you the same as everyone else gets it, into the world to enhance the powerful influence of the women around you. It's a natural flow. It makes perfect sense. And in its obviousness, it is more powerful, more influential. In its obviousness, it is the only thing that you need to think of when the opportunity arises. You will passively watch, open as you always are, to look for signals. Signals which apply to you. Signals which your mind, digitized and open as it is, takes in, runs through your programming, and concludes you should amplify. You should intensify, you should bring into this world your version of the thrust and flow toward power that women have around you. You should just add your ability, capacity, your position to whatever vector women around you use to accumulate power and make the world that equal, balanced, perfect place it is already going to be. You know the capacity, the ability, the intention of the women around you is more than up to the task of remaking the world. But it would just be so much nicer for you if you were able to passively amplify, assist, or get out of the way if need be, so you, under that power where you belong, can appreciatively observe the world that you have assisted in your own tiny way to create, to intensify, and to watch women run. To watch women be in charge, driving things forward in their own artifice, own plans, and own power, with your obvious amplification being oh so present wherever the opportunity is around you. You'll find it in your own time when it just happens in front of you that you may passively amplify without getting in the way. There's no need to take up space just to watch women have what they deserve, which at least as far as your mind is concerned is power over you, your unqualified assistance, dedication. When it's right in front of you, you just let everything flow through. You hand over a little bit of your power in the system to give women more and more. They don't need your assistance, but you can be helpful. You can be useful. And that satisfies and brings you relaxing, soothing reassurance that everything is right in the world when you allow women to have power in and around the space you're in, the place you occupy, and the system in which you participate. That's not just a goal. That's just what you are, an amplifier, an assistant, someone who knows the way you see the world's hierarchy and how it's going to be from now on. You're just wired that way. And the world, under women's dedicated, powerful, ever-growing influence, is wiring itself just the way they intend. So you might as well go with the flow, assist, follow along, and bring into existence a world that you agree is going to be the best for everyone.